This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we try to unjumble an important and sometimes under the radar statewide issue that affects you. And this week we're talking about an issue that you've probably already heard about because it was all over the news, this big agreement between Governor Rick Snyder and Enbridge Energy, the plan to eventually decommission the controversial Line 5 by creating a new section of pipeline, burying it under about 100 feet of bedrock and putting a tunnel around it, is something that the Snyder administration is hoping everybody can get behind. Here's Keith Cray, the director of the Department of Natural Resources, explaining why this is such a good idea.
By separating the oil and the water, we can all get behind that.
But of course, Shana, I think we need to back up a little bit after that.
Yes,
because,
we do.
I mean, yes, maybe his statement is correct there, that separating that aging oil pipeline from the water itself, I think, you know, most people can say that would be a positive step in terms of getting a more safe environmental situation. However, environmentalists themselves may not be sold on this. This may not be a done deal in many respects. Sean McBeardy is with the group Clean Water Action, who has been seeking to shut down the oil pipeline. A couple weeks ago, he was on the public television show in Michigan, Off the Record. He was expecting this announcement to come, and he said he isn't so sure that it's even legal.
It's going to circumvent Michigan's environmental laws. There's no way building an oil tunnel through the Straits of Mackinac passes muster with the Great Lakes Submerged Lands Act and the Michigan Environmental Protection Act.
So it's illegal.
Yes.
So we don't actually know if it is illegal or not. However, it does raise one of many questions out there. What is the environmental impact of building a new line tunnel thing under the Straits of Mackinac? It also raises the question of, if this plan does go through to completion, are there going to be lawsuits by environmental groups? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, there's this sneaky thing out there called the November 2018 election.
Wait, what is that, Shana? What are you talking about?
I feel like we've talked about it before. But, you know, we're going to have a new administration, be it Republican or Democrat. Who knows how exactly they're going to handle this agreement, if they're going to keep going forward with it, if it's not completely set in stone. And if it is set in stone, are they going to try and contest it and pull out of it?
And I would highly encourage people to go and look at what the candidates for both governor and attorney general are saying about Line 5. Take, for instance, Dana Nessel. She's Democrats' choice to be the next attorney general. She might be the most anti-Line 5 candidate that is on the ballot. She has said that she would file to shut down Line 5 on day one. Now, mm-hmm. whether or not she actually has the authority to do that is another item of question, and whether it's even feasible to do that if she has the authority, you know, no one really can answer that question at this point. But at the same time, that would be a huge change in approach from this administration and the current attorney general, who have been largely willing to work with Enbridge on a solution such as this tunnel thingy, as you put it so eloquently, Shana, under the Straits of Mackinac. And so there is a certain amount of uncertainty that exists out there, but we'll see if there is a light at the end of the tunnel.